Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Andrew Daniels, the co-founder of Kaleo Designs. I got that right, didn't I?
Yep, correct.
How you doing today, Andrew?
Doing well.
That's
yeah,
good.
Solid.
Yeah, well, good. So I know it's getting late there in central time zone, so we'll try to keep this brief so you can start your weekend. But can you start with a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yep. Yeah, so I got into, I'm a product designer. I own a Kaleo Design as a product design studio. We do design for SaaS products, iOS apps, Android apps. We work with startups and established companies to design the user interface and experience for their applications. I've been doing this for 8 years. I got a degree in marketing when I got out of school. I couldn't find a job in marketing, so I went into sales, realized I hated it, and decided to quit and teach myself design.
Wow.
So my wife was in full support of that, which is really great. So that's why I'm in design still. Got a job with a startup in San Antonio, designed their iOS app and website, worked with their backend developers and cryptographers. They were a privacy company, super, super neat first experience. And now we've, you know, worked with over 100 clients over the last 8 years, 150 to be exact. Yeah. Or 150 projects, I guess. Hmm. So some with the same client.
Very good. So, and I think you answered it, but just to make sure, do you do UI UX for web-based apps also, or just
web? Yep. Web-based apps. So SaaS products. Right now we're doing like a video app similar to Zoom. Just a background photo actually. So yeah, it's for Teams. So it would be like Zoom, but Slack, you know, so marketed to organizations to, you know, have communication all within one platform, but video communications all within one platform. So,
wow, that actually has a lot of potential, as you can imagine.
Super. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I wish we would have been able to launch it sooner, or that company would have been able to launch it sooner. We sprinted in the summer to get everything done so they could launch a beta, which is great. And it's in beta now. They're about to launch in the new year. But yeah, it sort of hit perfectly with, if you can use that term, perfectly. But with remote work, you know, so that's what we're talking about.
Wow, that's great. So what has been your experience with remote employment since Kaleo? It sounds like you are a remote company, right? Have you always been for these 8 years?
We have been. Yeah, we have been. I've been working. I have another designer that works with me. He's worked with me for about 2 years. And we actually live in the same, we live very close to one another. So 30 minutes away, we sort of work half together and half remote. But beyond that, you know, most of our clients are remote. We have, the video app that I mentioned, Arc Video, is the closest to a local client we've actually had. The marketing team that we're working with, is in San Antonio. And so we've met with them a few times, but most everything is remote. So wow. Over the last 8 years, we worked with clients out of the UK, Africa, a lot of California, New York, France, a lot in the UK, like eight clients in the UK or so, Canada, Australia.
Wow.
It's been an interesting experience. It's been fun.
So before COVID, did you used to fly to those customers to meet in person?
No, we did not.
Oh, you did. So you actually did everything remote from day one?
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. That's really a lot of companies, your potential customers actually prefer that, you know, face to face at some point, correct?
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. So.
Yeah. So how did you convince them to just do it 100% remote?
It is a selling process, you know. Yeah. I mean, you have to sort of be like, well, based with our experience, you could have a local client, and with, you know, whenever you limit yourself, like when you're looking for talent, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's software developers or designers, you know, you can look locally and you sort of limit your pool there. So a lot of, you know, our clients we've even mentioned, they've been like, oh, we need somebody in New York. We need somebody in Austin, you know, a very creative and tech savvy city. And I'm like, well, you know, we're in San Antonio, or I'm in West Texas. you know, will this work? And they're like, maybe. They sort of bite the sinker when I mentioned our experience and the amount of projects that we've worked on that is similar to theirs, or at least in their field. So that usually quells their, you know, stipulations that they have or anything that's holding them back. We also had a client who wanted to fly. So I lead a team of designers, but I also take on different consulting gigs as well. So, you know, if a larger client is like, well, we want one person and we want them to do this, then I'll do that. So I had one of those and they were actually based in Philadelphia. Hmm. So I flew up to Philadelphia pre-COVID last year, three times just to meet with their larger client and have meetings and stuff. But beyond that, and that was supposed to be, it was supposed to be like a bi-weekly thing. It was like, we're flying you to Philly two times a month, you know, like at least two times a month. And you're going to spend 3 to 4 days in the office. And, you know, once it got rolling, they realized I could work just as well remotely. And so they're like, whoa, why waste the money? You know, flying me. I mean, it was like, you know, $2,000 or $1,500 to get me up there for 3 or 4 days, put me up in a hotel and everything. So they figured out that it was easier just to let me work by myself. And with all of the tools that we have, their development team was offshore. So they're already working remotely. So they were okay with that.
Yeah. And I would think you'd agree. Not only is it the money, but it's also the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so totally.
I have flown to Philadelphia and for me, it takes a minimum of 5 hours. It actually takes a whole day to go there from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You lose a day.
Yep.
So yeah. I would imagine it's similar, maybe not quite as long from San Antonio, but similar.
It's about a 7 hour trip. More or less. So.
And then the difference in time zone and
right.
You leave at like 9 in the morning and you get there and the day's already over there. So,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, eventually, you know, the COVID experience is going to wane and we're all going to go back to what we will be the new normal. So what do you think will be the future of remote employment, you know, post pandemic?
I think that some people, whether they be employers or just, you know, startups, will open up to the idea of hiring talent. You know, they realize they can expand their pool to not only local people, but, you know, beyond that, right? Like anytime you hire for a remote job, as long as you work the hours that you need to work, you or the people that you are looking for work the hours that you're looking for them to work. Your possibilities are endless. You know, sometimes there are too many options there because you have all the talent in the world that wants to apply for your jobs. So I think some companies will realize that. And they're like, oh, well, we no longer have to. I mean, I'm working with a company right now. Actually, they had offices in San Francisco. They decided to lose those offices when the pandemic hit back in March. And they're like, you know what? We're not going to go back to the office. We're going to keep, you know, we're going to stay remote for the next year or two if, you know, and see how it goes. So I think that a lot of companies will also do that. They'll either do a hybrid situation or they'll choose to leave certain departments that are more dependent outside, you know, and leave them remote. So,
yeah. And actually a good example of that is Twitter that's decided to go 100% remote in San Francisco. Yeah. They had a big building in San Francisco.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and commercial real estate is definitely dropping in San Francisco.
Yep. And I think that's great. You know, I mean, the real estate in California and Austin, Texas, right? Like they're both, Austin is rising as well. And a lot of overflow from San Francisco. I mean, Tesla just moved here. Oracle just moved here. And so there's a lot of overflow and prices are skyrocketing. I was watching a TikTok the other day of a real estate agent that said the least expensive house in the metropolitan area of Austin is now $400,000, which compared to the rest of Texas is a lot. You know, maybe to California it's like, oh, no big deal, but to the rest of Texas that's pretty high.
Yeah, so, no, definitely. You know,
yeah.
And actually, worse. I mean, I actually live about, if the crow flies, about 2 miles from Oracle's headquarters. So I'm wondering what effect that's going to have on my local real estate.
Yeah.
So
But also I think that that helps. I mean, you know, real estate as well. I was watching another TikTok, and it was this software developer who was saying, oh yeah, I make, you know, 200 grand a year. I live in the Bay Area. I sleep on the floor because I can't really afford a bed. You know, like it's hard to, just because I make 200 grand, it sounds like a lot, but a lot of that is eaten up by just living expenses, you know? So being able to pay a talented software developer less just because they live in a place like Ohio or Indiana, as opposed to the Bay or New York City or even Austin, you know, I think that's, I think we, there's a lot of leverage there.
Yes.
We're really optimizing people's talents over their location, which I think is a lot better.
No, I agree. So, I mean, and you actually benefit from that. I mean, if you have, you said 150 projects in a year, that's a lot of volume. So you're obviously doing a good job.
Yeah.
Right. So the pandemic forced everybody to go remote. And for us in the Bay Area, it was in March 16th. I'm pretty sure it was similar in Texas.
That's right. Yeah.
Did that, it sounds like it wouldn't have posed any challenges to you because you already were 100% remote, but how about to your customers? Did it really, did you notice any difference with them?
Yeah, we, it was an interesting time actually. Yeah, it was interesting. We had some really good clients at that time. I had actually just started a contract with a company out of California, and they were an ordering app company. Mm-hmm. So it actually played really well into their hand. Because everybody was, you know, all the restaurants were shutting down. And if they weren't shutting down, they had to have an online ordering system or not, no contact ordering system. So, we were about 50-50, March, April, and May, we actually did really well, income wise, or revenue wise, we actually like, those were three of our top months of the year. We had one client who is a startup. They hired us in February. We worked from February 15th through about March 16th. And they had a beta client, Chili's. And once Chili's had to shut down, they were like, hey, we have to halt here. You know, like we have to stop. So we stopped for a month and a half with them, which really affected both their business and ours. But we were able to find other avenues of resources that and projects, so we stayed busy during those 3 months.
Yeah, well, it sounds like,
and it really,
go ahead.
Oh yeah, I mean, it really picked up beyond that one, beyond that client. All of the other clients were outstanding. I mean, yeah, it really did pick up beyond that. So,
well, yeah, I was gonna say, it sounds like some of your clients had like it put the brakes on. Yeah. Other clients, it's like, oh my god, we gotta get this out, right?
Yeah, yeah, we live in a digital space, we work in digital products. A lot of the projects we were working on at that time were beneficial to the pandemic. You know, it was like, oh, this use case actually just increased. So yeah.
Interesting.
Been good.
Yeah, cool. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for your time today. I know it's late on a Friday there, the Friday before Christmas. And
yeah.
I assume you might have some Christmas shopping to do. Or
I do.
So yeah, I will let you get on with your weekend. Again, thank you for your time and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right.